de Kur'an el Kerim.
He who has faith and obeys Rasulullah, he has faith and obeys Allah. So he declares that having faith in his Prophet and obeying him is equal to having faith in him and obeying him. Tonight is a very important night. Perhaps the greatest miracle which Allah Ta'ala has blessed his prophets with has happened tonight to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Miracles exist. They are extraordinary. They are surreal. They are almost unbelievable with the mind which we have. The iron became soft in the hands of the Prophet David, which he molded and made into armor. And Allah permitted him to learn the languages of the birds and beasts and gave him the most beautiful voice to sing with. To Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam, Solomon, he has given the power over all the animal kingdom, and all the animals obeyed him, and he too spoke the language of all the animals. To Musa alayhi salam, to Moses, he spoke to him directly, and when he threw his staff, it became a dragon. Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, he made a bird out of clay, and Allah Ta'ala permitted him to give life to, and it flew away. And he cured the blind who was able to see. He cured the leprosy. He even raised the dead. Our Prophet, to try to convince the people of the existence of God. One night he split the moon in half. When his people were hungry, one dish became sufficient for a whole army to eat. When they were thirsty and there was no water, he put his hand into a bucket and water came from between his fingers to quench the thirst of thousands of people. But his greatest miracle is the Quran al-Kareem, the words of Allah which came from his blessed lips. But tonight he was at the Kaaba. Photograph of it is up there. And the enemies of Islam came and insulted him, and he was so sad, and he went to lie down on his bed. Gabriel came and said that Allah had invited him to go and visit him. And first he was brought from Mecca, Masjid al-Haram, to Masjid al-Aqsa, Jerusalem, in a section of the night which doesn't seem so formidable today, because by plane you can reach from Mecca to Jerusalem in a matter of an hour or so. But from there on he went up seven heavens, visited hell and paradise and all what there is in the hereafter, all the way till the end of the created world, which is called Sidrat al-Muntaha, the frontier. And Gabriel alayhi salam, who accompanied him to that point, he said that he cannot step any further because he will burn into ashes. But he did, and so his Lord spoke with Allah 90,000 words and came back to earth. And there was a tree next to his door which had brushed, which the leaf moved when he was going up in heaven. When he came back, the leaf was still moving and his bed was still warm from the warmth of his body. Now all the other miracles, which I mentioned some, and some saints, Waliullah, also made miracles. It is to strengthen the faith of those whose faith is not strong enough. And there are witnesses. When Jesus opened the eyes of the blind man and raised the dead, there were people who saw it. When Solomon talked to the animals, there were people who saw it. When the staff both Hazrat Musa alayhi salam turned into a dragon, there were people who saw it. But in this miracle of miracles, nobody saw it except those beyond the world. So you see, all the other miracles is to strengthen our faith. But this miracle of our Prophet is to test our faith. And indeed, when he made public of his mirage and the things which he saw, many people left him and left Islam. We do not take our religion too seriously. If I would ask you or any Muslim whether the Miraj happened, some Muslims then and some Muslims now still could only swallow it if they think that it was a dream, that he dreamt all these things. Well, in that case, it would be of course perfectly acceptable, because any one of you could dream such a dream. But in reality, he clearly says that he went up physically in a woken state. That becomes much, much more difficult to accept. Yet, nobody in this room, nor any Muslim, whether with a PhD or the Bedouin in the desert, wouldn't say that he has doubts about it. Either we don't care whether it really happened or it didn't happen, or we have doubts and we dare not say it. Or truly, our faith is so strong that it overrides that intelligence which we are so proud of, which is incapable of my knowing what is going beyond this wall. And I am not capable with this also to say what is going to happen the next minute or the next second to me. Abu Jahil, who by the way precisely was like us, astaghfirullah, an intelligent, educated, high class gentleman in Mecca, the arch enemy of Islam and of Rasulullah. When he heard that Rasulullah was telling what happened to him tonight, he went to the house of Hazrat Abu Bakr as-Siddiq and said to Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he said, you know, your friend Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling all sorts of strange stories, that he went up to seven heavens and visited hell and heaven and everything else, and saw everything which will happen till the end of time, and talked 90,000 words with Allah Ta'ala. What do you think? He said to Hazrat Abu Bakr. Hazrat Abu Bakr said, Ya Abu Jahil, do you invent these stories yourself? Or did Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that all this happened to him? Abu Jahil said, how can I? I'm a logical man. I can't even make up stories like this. He said, it's your friend who said it. Hazrat Abu Bakr said, in that case, I believe every word, every letter, every comma, every dot of it, that it must have happened. Hazrat Abu Bakr also was a very intelligent and educated man. And after visiting Hazrat Abu Bakr, Abu Jahil went to Rasulullah and he said, truly, is that really possible? Did you really, all these things which you are talking about happened to you last night? He said, yes. He said, okay, can you stand up? And Rasulullah did. Can you lift 1 foot of the ground? He said. So he did, he was standing on 1 foot. And he said, now lift the other foot off the ground. Now Abu Jahil, I cannot do it, I will fall, he said. Then he said, how dare you that you cannot even stand up this much above the ground, that you have went up to seven heavens and, you know, visited the whole hereafter, the whole invisible world out there. Ya Abu Jahil, said he, I did not say I went. I said Allah brought me. Allah Ta'ala has created all and everything, this huge universe which we hardly know anything about, from nothing. As He created all and everything from nothing, including us. If after we die we are going to rot and disappear totally, and that He will bring us back to life, and that entity that God, who is totally invisible, if we truly believe in Him, then like Abu Bakr, we can say that indeed we believe that it happened. The small fish in the sea asked to the big fish, and they said, we keep hearing this, the sea, the ocean, could you please show us the ocean? The big fish said to the small fish, the only way that you can see it is if you get out of it. The sea is the life of the fish. As it gets out of it, he does not exist anymore and he cannot see anything. We too, like the fish, we are engulfed with Qudrat-i Ilahi, with the power of Allah. Everything, everywhere, around us and inside us is His truth. But we cannot see Him. It is said that it is only when indeed we will get out of this life in the hereafter, the one who are worthy to see Him will see Him as a full moon. But in this life, if we believe that environment in which we live is His truth, and that He is closer to us than our own selves, than our jugular vein, then like Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, we will also say, we believe in this miracle, every detail of it. But not many whose faith is that strong. And in that case, one should not lie to oneself, as I prayed a few minutes earlier, and pray that one day we will have the ability to be sincere and we should reproach ourselves of the lack of faith which we have and do our best to strengthen it. Salaam alaikum. Now there is a tradition to celebrate the Miraj, a prayer of 4 rakats, which we are going to do after we do our Maghrib. In each rakat, after reciting the Fatiha, we will recite once Surah Falaq, once Surah Nas, and 3 times
Qadr,
Surah Qadr, and 51 times Surah Ikhlas. Each rakat, and do 4 rakat of it. Yes. Oh, this is number 4. And this is number 3. This is number 3. Where is number 4? Where is number 4? Where is your little brother? You don't know?
Yes,
once years ago, I asked those who were present if there was anybody who has not missed any prayer from the time that we were supposed to start making our prayers. And incredibly, one person said he did. Since he has passed away, may Allah have mercy on him.
Amen.
But I doubt there is anybody else here who have not missed a prayer from the age of 8, 9. So therefore my Shaykh used to say that when one does those extra prayers, one should not make one's intentions as extra prayers, but as qaza, to replace those prayers which we missed. Ezan geldi mi?
Geldi.
Ben gidip bir abdest tazeleyeceğim.
Evet, eyvallah.
Ondan sonra kalkarız.